We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wichita Wind Surge with a tough one last night. Wow, what a pitching matchup. 1-0 loss at Tulsa, dropping their third straight, second in a row in Tulsa in the midst of a six-game stretch. The Wind Surge will return home on June 15th against Springfield. And don't forget, Wind Surge fans, now through June 11th, you can stop by any participating Wichita retailer, find the text code and the Coors Light section while you stock up on Coors Light, and you could win a four-pack of tickets to the Father's Day Wind Surge game on June 20th and qualify for the ultimate Father's Day gift, a Coors Light keg grill and rolling cooler valued at $370. Excuse me, you must be 21. Message and data rates apply, and please never text and drive. All right, let's get to it. A little OTD. It's brought to you each and every day about this time by our friends from Superior Wrench, your equipment rental headquarters, because it happened on this day in sports. I love this. June 10th, 1944, reliever Joe Nuxall, all-star, longtime broadcaster, Hall of Fame broadcaster, in fact, but debuted, Jacob, for the Detroit Tigers at the age of 15. Remains to this day the youngest debut in the history of Major League Baseball. Now, he was closer to 16 than he was 15, but technically still 15 years of age. Joe Nuxall made his debut in the big leagues. I ask you, Jacob Albrock, what were you doing at the age of 15?
You don't want to know.
None of us do, because we're all in the same boat.
Yep.
I sure as hell wasn't pitching for the Detroit Tigers in the major leagues. That's
no,
for sure.
Yeah, I was in high school. No. No, nobody. I cannot even fathom that. 15.
Now, it was wartime, and you know, so maybe that had something to do with it in the depletion of rosters, but he still pitched in the big leagues at the age of 15, then went on to multiple all-star career, and is maybe best known for a lot of people as a Hall of Fame broadcaster, Joe Nuxall, on this day in 1944. We've got two really good badass guys to talk about today. 1974, Mike Schmidt. He's definitely a badass. He's in Badassery Hall of Fame, isn't he?
Yep.
I think
no
he
question.
Is. Hits a ball off the speaker hanging from the roof of the Astrodome and ushered in an age of making it a rule on if, you know, a field rule that if it hits a speaker on an inside deal, it's a whatever, ground rule, fill in the blank. But Mike Schmidt did it on this day in 1974. Hit a ball off the speaker hanging from the roof of the Astrodome. He claims he wasn't aiming for it, but he hit it nonetheless. Then how about in 1977, speaking of badassery, Kevin Brown. Remember Kevin Brown?
The pitcher? The
guy never pitched with anything but a scowl on his face. Threw a no-hitter on this day for the Marlins and beating the Giants.
Did you say 77? You said 97.
Or 1997.
Okay.
1997. Sorry about that.
Are we talking about the same Kevin Brown that may have been,
yes,
like, for a generation, the only Well, the second only relevant pitcher for the Texas Rangers outside of Val. That I'm being mean.
You're right, but I mean when you think about Rangers pitchers, there's a few that come to mind. Kenny Rogers threw a no hitter. Yeah, you're probably right.
It was a rough time.
You eventually got around to Yu Darvish.
Cliff Lee, they traded for. He was great. Well, now, when they went to the World Series, they had a pretty good staff. Two pretty good staffs in their World Series years.
How far away are the Rangers now, do you think?
The early to late 90s was just awful.
Oh, yeah, no question. How far away are the Rangers right now for you, do you think?
On what do you mean, to drive?
Just getting back to relevance.
Oh, it depends on how bad they are this year. They're in a new ballpark in that market. They should be able to spend themselves into some relevance quickly. But man, they do not have a good farm system. So
no.
they've got to retool that and try to get back there through some spending. It's just for them. Like, when do you spend? Like, when do you pull the trigger and go bring in some free agents? And,
Have you been to the ballpark
not
yet
this year? I have. I went down. About a month ago. It's nice. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, the old ballpark's a shrine to me, and it's still sitting there. So I love that. But it was nice to have air conditioning, I'll tell you that.
Well, there's always something a little bit antiseptic and sterile about playing indoors, even if it's beautiful for me. But
same.
That's okay. That's okay, because baseball in the summer in Texas is, well, can be a living hell. Let's just face it. 1977, Al Geiberger became the first in a PGA-sponsored event to shoot a sub-60 round. It's been done about five times, but Al Geiberger in 1977 at the Memphis Classic was the first to do it. 1981, Pete Rose ties Stan Musial for a National League record 3,630 hits. Reader's Digest version, Pete Rose ever get in the Hall of Fame, yes or no?
Yes.
I think at some point, we may not be alive for it, but I'll bet you Pete Rose gets in at some point. And there was a time when I would have said no, but I think times are changing. Birthdays on this day, Chuck Fairbanks, who coached many teams, amongst the most famous, perhaps, Oklahoma in the game of the century against Nebraska. Chuck Fairbanks, born on this day, 1933, former Patriots coach. Dan Fouts, 1951, pride of the University of Oregon and, of course, the San Diego Chargers. And a guy that doesn't get as much love as he should for the baseball career that he had, Ken Singleton, born on this day in 1947. OTD brought to you each and every day by Superior Rents. It happened on this day in sports, June 10th. We'll get you ready for tomorrow as we get back and finish up on this Thursday edition of Sports Daily.
Watching girls pass by, it ain't the latest thing. I'm just standing in a doorway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.